This Week in the Civil War, on Tuesday, October 13, 1863, Abraham Lincoln was pleased to learn that voters in the North had rejected the Peace Democrats and Northern Copperheads. Especially satisfying for Lincoln was the defeat of Clement Vallandigham, the notorious Copperhead who ran for governor of Ohio. Despite having campaigned by mail while in exile in Canada, John Brough, a War Democrat who ran on the Republican ticket, won the election, beating Vallandigham, who ran a strong race despite his exile and Copperhead ties. In Pennsylvania, Governor Andrew Curtin, a staunch Unionist and supporter of Lincoln, was reelected. Union candidates also won in Indiana and Iowa. After Gettysburg and Vicksburg, the Union electorate seemingly now understood how the war would end. However, the question of how and when that victory could be attained still remained unresolved. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.